Let me tell you something. Recently, I was walking down the street. I see this couple. They're about 80 years old. Okay? And they stopped me on the street. They said, young man, would you please take a photo of my wife and myself? And I could just see that their connection that they had, it was unlike anything that I'd ever seen before. And honestly, it was something that I wanted in my life. And I said, I would love to take your photo. And I took the camera. Edward was the man's name. I got to know them a little. Edward and Phyllis. And I said, well, listen, Edward and Phyllis, I'm going to take this photo. This is going to be a great photo. And it was in celebration on this day, 55 years that they'd been together. 55. So I said, hey, you two, you lovebirds, get close. And when I told them to get close, without any kind of obligation or feeling forced, Edward immediately put his arm around Phyllis and he pulled her in close. And she looked up at him like they were 16 years old. She was glowing, looking up at Edward. And then I said, I'm going to give you a countdown, 3, 2, 1, and I take the picture just so you can be ready. And I hit it. I said, 3, 2, and before I hit 1, Edward snuck a kiss on her cheek. I know, I was there. And you know what I said? Aww. 3, 2, 1, he snuck the kiss, and of course she lit up like the 4th of July. And it was wonderful. And so Edward came over to get the camera, and I was just inspired because I'd never seen a love like that. And I said, Edward, come here for a moment. I said, here's your camera. I go, you know, 55 years, I can't make a relationship last 55 minutes. And I go, what is the key? Can you give me a little gem? Can you give me a little hint? And I'll never forget. He leaned in, he put his hand right here on my neck and pulled me in close. And he said, I'll tell you, son, you want to know the key? And he looked back at Phyllis and he looked at me and he goes, cheat. You gotta fucking cheat. Oh, some of you are not clapping. You're saying, no, Dane, that is not the right path. Listen, it sucks. It sucks. Look, I've been cheated on. I got cheated on, okay? I mean, I was literally cheated on. I woke up and they were on top of me doing it. I was like, oh, no, this can't be. So I was literally cheated on. But I'll tell you something right now. I'm telling you, no matter what, even the message I just gave you, don't cheat. I'm telling you right now, you can't cheat. Because here's the thing, when you cheat, that shit comes back to get you. It comes back, it's a vicious circle, and it comes. It's like the movie Ghost, when those black demons come up out of the ground. I'm gonna tell you right now, I cheated. I was 20 years old, I cheated on this girl. I'll never cheat again after what I experienced. The horrific, I'm telling you, dude, listen. That dude's cheating right now. He's with the girl that he's having a cheat fest with. You need to shut your lips and learn. Here's the thing, you cheat, okay? You go, you cheat, you do your cheat thing. You have all that crazy sex, do all your thing. Do all the things that you can't do, bionic seahorse. I know, I get it. And then immediately on that ride home, it starts to seep in, right? You're driving home, and I know, I've been there. You're driving home, keep looking at your eyes in that rearview mirror. No radio, you're in the complete silence, just thinking about what you did. And finally, you turn that mirror away, because you don't even want to look at yourself, you turn it. And what happens? It turns back on its own. You're just driving. And by the way, I know this is the worst pantomime in the history of driving. Look at this. I am all over the fucking road. Do you see this? This is more realistic, but it's just not as aesthetically pleasing to the eye. Okay, I drive a fucking forklift, just for the sake of the joke. I just want to do this. The worst is too, you ever cheat and you get the person that has the glitter? Sometimes the girls wear the glitter. And that shit gets on you. They've marked you. And the whole ride home, you're trying to pick that shit off like you just, looks like you just fucked a pixie. And now it gets really pathetic, right? Because if you live with a person like I did, you have to sneak into your own house. That's your place. And yet you're creeping up that walkway. And you've isolated the one key. You always isolate, and then you grip the rest of the keys. And at that point, you're like, why do I have so many fucking keys? I use 2, and I have 10 keys. In my sleep, did I murder a janitor and steal his keys? I digress. So you've got your key, and you have to sneak in, right? And here's the thing, you put that key in that lock. And here's the thing, your lock was never louder than on this night, right? It's like somebody put your lock in stereo. Trying to be quiet, it's like... One of your neighbors is like, shut that key up! And, sorry, it's a new key. Then you open up the door just enough, whatever the size you are, that's how much you open it up. And you just kind of magician your way in. You just Houdini your way right into your own house. Sneak in, close that door. Here's the worst, we had hardwood floors. Yeah, those floors suck for cheating. Because they taunt you, right? They're so old, every step you take, it's like, cheater! Liar! She loved you! Shut up, floor. I will buy you a rug. Please shut up. You're a loser! I know. Now, what do? You gotta sneak right into the shower. That's the first thing. You get into that shower, you start washing off your balls like you're gonna put them up for auction on eBay. Right? You do the triangle scrub, 1, 2, top. 1, 2, top. Pantene Pro V, splat. 1, 2, top. Now you come out. You come out and there they are. They're laying in bed waiting for you, sound asleep. And the goal is you have to get into that bed without making any movements, without waking them whatsoever. You get up to that bed, you lift that sheet up. You didn't even want to touch that bed. You try to vampire yourself into... You try to float gently like a piece of paper. But of course they wake up. They're gonna wake up on that night. Any other night, you could run in, dive bomb, fart, nothing. But on this night, they wake up violently. They're like... Right? So she wakes up and she looks right at me. And of course, at this point, they call you like the most amazing nickname that you don't want to hear at that point. All right? She looks right at me. She's like, hi, perfect. Hi, perfect man. Hi. Yeah, hi. Perfect's home. Perfect is home. Then they start looking at the time. Oh, baby, it's 4:30. You said you were gonna be home at 8. I know, baby. I know. But I didn't get home at 8. Well, where were you? It's 4:30. And of course, again, because we're guys, we didn't think of a good enough excuse. So we start patching shit together right there. Where was I? Baby, I was lost. I got lost in the world. I got lost. How did you get lost? How did you get lost? Because they changed all the roads. The city is trying a new road system. And I was driving like, that's not the roads I know. It took me so far away. And you know how they're so out of it because they're tired that they kind of start agreeing with whatever you're saying, right? Oh, I thought I heard something on the news about them changing the roads. Uh-huh, you did. You did hear that, yes. Oh, and when are they gonna change the roads back? Tomorrow. When you're on them. That's why I'm so late. I had to help them fix the fucking roads. I found the foreman, I put a hat on. I was like, we gotta put these roads back. I'm just happy that you're home and that you're okay. And you think at this point, I did it. I got away with it. I cheated. I deceived. And you think that's gonna make you feel better, but it's not. Because here's what's gonna happen next. Here's where the entire thing comes and blows up in your face. The weird part is you cheated, right? You cheated. You're the cheater, and yet you become insecure and suspicious of them. You start getting all paranoid and shit, and your girl's like, hey baby, I'm just gonna go to the mall for a little bit with my mom. Oh yeah? At 4 p.m, what the fuck is going on? Call your mom on that phone, let me listen on this one. Say, mom, what are we doing today? Just do it! Hey baby, I'm gonna go wash my car. Oh yeah? With whose dick are you washing your car? What the fuck is going on? You don't wash your car. You start becoming paranoid, right? Every little thing becomes like a clue, right? You start going through the other person's shit, open up your girl's purse, there's fucking loose change in there. You're like, what is this, you fucking whore? Loose change? You are a whore! You always go through their stuff. And that's the thing is, guys, we get so paranoid. We think that when we open our girl's purse, like, we start getting nervous, like his cock's gonna be in there, right? Like, ah, I knew it, I knew this. Ugh.